This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Four U.S. police officers told a congressional investigating committee on Tuesday how an angry mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th in an attempt to block certification of Joe Biden's win in the November presidential election. The officers said they feared for their lives as about 800 rioters stormed past outmanned law enforcement authorities. They testified that the rioters taunted them with racial and political epithets, sprayed chemical irritants at them, grabbed for their shields and sidearms, and engaged with police in hand-to-hand combat. This was the first day of public hearings on the deadly mayhem more than 6 months ago, the worst attack in more than two centuries on the U.S. Capitol building. The select committee listening to the testimony is made up of seven Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives and two Republican members. The hearing Tuesday was broadcast live on television and internet. In the effort to defend former President Trump from accusations that he incited the violence at the Capitol, numerous Republicans have minimized the event. One lawmaker compared the rioters to tourists. Others voted against a measure honoring police for protecting the Capitol. Republican leaders have argued that the latest investigation is simply a political exercise designed to cast the Republican Party in a poor light ahead of midterm elections next year. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind congressional legislation that would require companies to report major data breaches by hackers, including the ransomware attacks that are increasingly targeting U.S. critical infrastructure. Members of Congress are advancing more than a dozen bills to that effect. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends vaccinated people in certain parts of the country wear masks while indoors, reversing a decision the agency made 2 months ago. In another reversal, the CDC also now recommends teachers, students, and staff wear masks inside schools, regardless of vaccination status. The decision to recommend masks indoors, the CDC says, was based on surging COVID-19 case numbers in parts of the country reporting low vaccination rates. The rising caseload is driven by the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. There have also been a number of so-called breakthrough cases in which fully vaccinated people are infected, though they generally become less sick. According to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, with earlier variants of the virus, vaccinated people show low levels of the virus, were considered unlikely to be spreaders. But with the Delta variant, she said the levels of the virus found in the noses and throats of infected vaccinated people was indistinguishable from infected unvaccinated people. Health officials say vaccines remain effective against the worst outcomes of infection with the virus, including those involving the Delta variant. Boko Haram Islamists killed five Cameroonian soldiers and a civilian in an attack in the far north of Cameroon, the defense ministry said Tuesday. The attack took place Monday night near the Cameroonian border with Nigeria, where operations by the Islamist group have been on the rise. Three soldiers and one civilian were also wounded in the attack, according to a statement on state radio. It said a group of, in its words, heavily armed terrorists from Boko Haram aboard several light tactical vehicles attacked the command post a few kilometers from the border with Nigeria. Some militants were also killed, the statement added without elaborating. Boko Haram fighters killed eight Cameroonian soldiers on Saturday, a few dozen kilometers from the border with Nigeria. The Himalayan country of Bhutan, with a population of about 800,000 people, has fully vaccinated 90% of its eligible citizens against COVID-19, this according to UNICEF. The UN Children's Fund said on Tuesday that more than 2,400 health workers fanned out from July 20th to July 26th to administer second doses of the vaccine. UNICEF said health workers organized vaccinations at community centers, but also conducted home visits and even trekked to higher altitudes to vaccinate nomadic herders. The statement said children between the ages of 12 and 17 were also inoculated. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.